way, then. I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store still trying to solve this new mystery. Listen.
Well, did you look good down there in the cellar?
Yeah, I went down there.
I mean, did you look everywhere?
Yeah, I believe I did.
Never even found a trace of the diamond, huh?
No, not a trace.
That's curious, the way that thing disappeared. Just can't imagine what happened to it. I don't ordinarily believe in ghosts or spirits, but I don't know how else you could have took the thing.
No.
The lamp weren't out more than 2 minutes, I don't think, was it?
No, I don't believe it was, no.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't see how anybody could have sneaked in the cellar and got it in that short of time. And I know he couldn't got out again before ever you got the lamp lit without being saw by one of us.
No, you're right, Lum. He couldn't have.
And they ain't no place down that where a feller could hide.
No, it's pretty small, all right, down there.
When you was holding the lamp there and it went out, did you feel anything or feel anybody blowing on it?
No, I never felt a thing.
Geez, that's curious. That thing's hainted, that's all there are to it.
Well, I've said that all along.
It couldn't have dropped out of the box and rolled nowhere because the box was sitting right there on the floor.
Yeah.
And even if it had, we could have found it again the way we went over the place last night.
Yeah, well, of course, there's one way to look at it, Lum. Now, it might be a good riddance, you know. There's no telling what dreadful thing might have happened to you if you'd have kept that diamond.
Well, to be right honest, Abner, it is sort of a relief not to have to worry about it. But on the other hand, it still gives me a kind of a creepy feeling the way it disappeared right in front of our eyes that way.
Yeah.
I wonder just how much magic that Hasari could do.
Magic's?
Yeah, I know he's back of this somehow.
Well, I know he is, too, as far as that goes.
Reckon he can make himself invisible?
Well, if he was in that cellar last night, he must be able to, Lum, for I never seen him, I know that.
Yes. I had the worst dream last night. I dreamt I was in a well, and Hasari come sliding down the rope.
Hmm.
Only instead of looking like he does, he had a sort of a gopher's head with big, long teeth.
Well, I believe he wouldn't look quite so scary that way. Might be a little improvement in his looks, actually.
Anyway, he kept coming closer and closer to where I was. And... Hey, what's that?
Huh?
Look on the floor there by the door.
What?
Ain't that another note?
It looks like he enveloped for some time. Want me to get it?
Yeah. What's he want with me now? He's got the diamond. Ain't he satisfied?
Doggy, this envelope's got your name on it, all right. Mr. Lum Edwards.
Told me.
Hi, doggy's Lum. It's got perfume on it, too. Just smell that.
But don't hold it so close to me. It's more likely some kind of poison.
Poison? How can you tell?
I don't know. You open it up and see. Just don't get it too close to me while you're doing it, though.
Yeah, all right. Doggy, this is the nicest smelling poison I ever smelled. I'll say that first.
What did you say?
Wait just a minute. I'll get it spread out here. Oh, says, dearest Lum.
Dearest?
He sure is a friendly fella, ain't he?
Yeah.
Dearest Lum, I have a lot of papers to correct at the schoolhouse tonight, and I wonder if you would be kind enough to walk home with me about 10 o'clock tonight.
Well, what's he correcting papers at the schoolhouse for?
Oh, well, wait a minute. This ain't from him, Lum.
Huh?
It's signed Love, Emmeline.
Emmeline?
Yeah, look at her.
Well, bless her heart. Bless her little heart. Did she ask your right dearest there?
Yeah. Well, look right there. And then says Love down there at the bottom. Look at that. Ain't that sweet?
Goodness, this is the nicest thing that's happened to me in weeks.
Well, what'd she want to send you poison for, Lum?
That ain't poison. That's perfume.
You said it was poison.
Well, whatever it is, it's wonderful. Granny's dearest Lum.
What'd you say?
Love, Emily.
Oh.
What time did she say she'd be there?
Let's see. It's right here. 10 o'clock, it says.
10 o'clock. Wonderful world. Abner, will you watch the store the rest of the day?
Rest of the day? Well, Lumie, it ain't 10 o'clock yet, Lum. It's a long way from
I know, but I got to iron my britches and shine up my shoes and I don't know what all. Granny,
dearest love.
As the hour approaches 10, we find Grandpappy Spears spending a happy but argumentative evening playing checkers with Abner at the Peabody home. Their wives are attending a Red Cross gathering at Mrs. Barton's house.
Hey, go ahead, Abner. It's your move.
No, it is. I'm just studying here. Don't try to arrest me, Grandpap. Now, doggies, I can take just as much time as I want to. Ain't it in the rules of the game?
All right, all right. Does take a fella like you more time to figure something out than the ordinary fella.
Had something in mind. You hollered at me and jarred it out. Let's see now what would I aim to do.
Have you heard how Squire Skimp's getting along?
Move that night there. Oh, all right, I guess. Doc Miller operated on him last night, taking his appendices or something out. Miss Skimp says he's resting easy there.
Oh, well, good. That's all he is, honey. Everybody sure been getting banged up lately, ain't they?
Yeah.
Dick Huddleston, Ulysses S. Quincy. Reckon why all these things happens all at once this way.
Well, it's hard to say, I reckon, Grandpap. I don't guess it'll happen much more, though. Well, I believe I'll move that right there. That's it right there.
It's about time.
How?
I thought the women folks would get home from the Red Cross meeting before we made up your mind there.
Well, I might move slow, but that's just because I'm planning out a bunch of tricky stuff.
Tricky stuff.
Well, let's see. You just try to get out of that.
That don't bother me none. Just right where I want you to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you right where you want me now. Just been waiting for you to make that mistake. Fact is, I led you into it.
Prattle. Don't be doing so much talking. Let's see, get out of it.
Yeah, let's see. Wasn't that your ring there?
Ring? Did the phone ring?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'll see. Now, don't go moving no men now if this is something trickier to get me away from that board. Hello? No, Mom, Elizabeth went to a meeting over at Miss Barton's, and she ain't home yet. Oh, I see. Yeah, calling for me, huh? Oh, yeah, all right. Well, I'll tell her when she gets home. Well, much obliged, Miss Emmeline. Goodbye.
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, Elizabeth started home from the meeting, forgot her pocketbook. She's always losing her pocketbooks or her gloves or something, leaves them somewhere all the time.
Is it time for that pigeon-toed meeting to break up already?
Well, yes. Might not 10 o'clock. The old law must be on his way to the schoolhouse long about now.
Schoolhouse?
Yeah, he's got all fancied up for tonight.
For what? What's he going to do?
Oh, it won't much, yeah. Miss Emmeline just sent him a note today saying she had to correct a lot of school papers over at the school tonight, and she wanted Lon to come over and walk home with her.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Say, wait a minute. Wasn't that Miss Emmeline you just talked to on the phone?
Uh-huh.
I heard you say goodbye to Miss Emmeline, and she's calling from the Bartons, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was calling to tell... I don't get... Wait a minute, that's right. Maybe she meant she's going to work late tomorrow night. I better call her back and get this straightened out, Grandpa.
Yeah, be a shame for Lon to walk over there for nothing.
Why, sure, especially after he spent night and night all day on in his britches. He's got a crease on them things, so where he's going to cut himself if he crossed his legs.
Yeah, going to have him sewed in there. I got Charity sew my seams in there.
Hello? Miss Barton? Is Miss Emmeline there? Could I speak to her, please, Mom?
When is Lum and Miss Emmeline going to get hitched?
Oh, I don't know. Lum keeps saying, aren't we? Hello? Miss Emmeline, this is Abner Peabody. Say, wasn't you going to meet Lum over at the schoolhouse tonight at 10 o'clock? Well, what night did you mean, then? Tomorrow night? Well, didn't you write him a note today? You never...
And he hauled it away to the mill. Oh, Miss Emmeline. Miss Emmeline. It's me, it's Lum. Whereabouts are you?
Your Miss Emmeline is not here, but I am.
Huh?
Welcome, my friend.
Sorry.